It's a commonplace and the font of a thousand jokes that many people don't trust lawyers. What may be less widely appreciated is that lawyers themselves don't often trust their own partners in their own firms. Yes, I have personally encountered this staggering phenomenon all too often. The most exquisitely distilled expression of how the inside of a law firm can be a trust-free zone was delivered by a partner who may, it's hard to tell, have thought he was being either clever or elusive when I asked point blank whether he trusted his partners. The question isn't whether I trust any of them or not, in fact. It's that I don't want to have to trust them. You might think that in discussions about a firm's strategic direction, trust is secondary, a peripheral nice to have, so long as competence and capability are a given. Not so, at least not when it comes to communicating about critical topics, and we have a study out of Princeton University to prove it. The authors polled adults about their views of common American jobs on the dimensions of warmth, trustworthiness, and capability, competence. Lawyers rank on a par with prostitutes when it comes to trust. The authors label the cluster, including lawyers, CEOs, accountants, etc., as ambivalently perceived high competence but low warmth, and echo our thought that being seen as competent but cold might not seem problematic until one recalls that credibility requires not just status and expertise, but also trustworthiness, warmth. Why? Because audiences view trustworthiness as the motivation to be truthful. How can it be that in surprising numbers, lawyers don't even trust each other? It's actually predictable. They were trained that way. Dr. Larry Richard, a friend, is by all accounts the leading expert at the moment on, as he calls on his online site, what makes lawyers tick. In other words, the singularly distinctive psychology of lawyers. Dr. Richard was a trial lawyer for 10 years and then earned a PhD in psychology at Temple University. For the past 30 years, he's worked with law firms on a range of people issues. Here's what he has to say, emphasis supplied, about lawyers and the personality trait labeled skepticism, which is the opposite of a trusting nature. People high in skepticism are low in trust and vice versa. I've been gathering data on lawyers' personalities since the early 1980s. Personality traits are typically measured on a percentile scale, ranging from 0% to 100%. When large samples of the general public are tested, individuals' scores on a given trait typically form a classic bell curve, with the mean average for any given trait hovering around the 50th percentile. But lawyers are different. As I have written about elsewhere, there are a number of traits on which lawyers tend to score much higher or much lower than the general public. In short, we're outliers. The most extreme of all these outlier traits, the one on which lawyers consistently score higher, i.e. above the mean, than all others, is skepticism. People with a very high skepticism score tend to look at the world through a glass half-empty lens. They focus on problems rather than what's working well. They tend toward the suspicious. They assume the worst and rarely give others the benefit of the doubt. They wonder what another person's real motive might be for any action that person takes. They question any assertion made by another person, and they tend to be slower to trust others. Skepticism is so high among lawyers, first, because the personality trait of skepticism provides an important advantage to any lawyer by making critical thinking more natural and easier. People with high levels of skepticism are more likely to be attracted to the law in the first place. It feels more like a natural fit than many other jobs might. So the legal profession starts out with an overrepresentation of skeptics. Second, for the same reason as above, i.e. the degree of fit between the person and the job, those lawyers with low skepticism scores tend to drop out of law school and out of law practice, usually in their early years, at a higher rate than do those with high skepticism scores. This concentrates the herd and results in a more overall skeptical cohort of lawyers who remain in practice. Finally, skepticism increases over time because lawyers work in a skeptical environment.